good to be the king.
Welcome to this October 29th, 2010 Radio DMG Pocket Edition show. I am your host, Philip Wesley, and we are going to dive right into the news. But first, have you ever been through life without awesome Japanese snacks? You should never be without Kanpeito or other goodies like Pocky. Get these awesome Japanese snacks on by visiting DMGice.com and clicking on the J-List banner. Buy some snacks! Okay, now that we've got the sponsor stuff out of the way, news! The future of the PSP is slowly coming into focus via reoccurring rumors and consistent specs between those rumors. The PSP 2 apparently will feature all the following items. 1. 2 analog sticks. 2. A touchscreen on the back like some phones have. 3. No UMD drive, so backwards compatibility will be only through PSN if it is backwards compatible with the original PSP at all. 4. A larger screen capable of outputting a larger resolution. 5. At least 1 gig of RAM, which is actually twice the amount of RAM that the Xbox 360 has. Apparently, the test units have battery life and overheating issues. And apparently, fall 2011 is when it hits stores for an undisclosed price. Thinking $399? Yeah. There has been a PSP phone prototype going around the internet, and that features a slide touch bar instead of analog sticks and is not compatible with existing PSP games due to the chipset of the unit. In short, it's a PSP-branded phone that does not play PSP games. The slide touch bar looks interesting. Actually, it looks terrible. Anyone who frequently uses a laptop will tell you that touch panels are iffy. The iPhone has proven that multi-touch makes a lousy analog replacement. Why should we be excited for what is essentially the same tech we saw in those terrible TurboTouch 360 pads for the NES. It may have improved slightly over the years, but not by much. Should be interesting to see what happens in the future with the PSP phone and the PSP 2. Personally, I don't mind not having a UMD drive if I can connect a cord from my old PSP 3000 to the PSP 2 and upload a copy of game titles that are not on PSN. Examples, you know, like Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core, Kingdom Hearts, Birth by Sleep. Ah, well. I think Sony may have some bitter PSP news to swallow, though. Apparently, the PSP, during the first half of fiscal year 2010, despite having Monster Hunter on it, was being outsold by the PS2 worldwide. The PS2 had sold 3.5 million worldwide, and the PSP had sold 3.1 million worldwide. Well, Sony expects the PSP to outsell the PS2 by the end of the fiscal year. That is pretty funny. Time to throw Marcus under the bus, then back up the bus and run over him again. Speaking of under the bus, Keiji Inafune quit Capcom. He's best known for driving the Mega Man series off a cliff after helping successfully redesign the original Mega Man back in the 1980s. Well, I guess this means that we're closer to a new Darkstalkers game, and we're closer to other better people at Capcom getting more credit for what they do. It should be interesting. There was also a meeting that Nintendo had with their investors where they unveiled the 3DSware shop, and it's pretty interesting. You can arrange it by genre, price, character, and so forth. You can also view videos, screenshots, and download demos of many pieces of software from their software page. You can rate software as well. In short, it's a million times better than what we have now on the DSiWare store or the WiiWare store. Looking forward to seeing what they do with that. Well, you're caught up on news for now. We'll be back later with more stuff, possibly. Keep tuning in and cue the music. Because I have a cold, isn't it? Yeah. Ugh. Or just rather nasal. Darn Colorado weather.